So we should not expect this crisis to be over anytime soon. The Strait of Hormuz has been closed for more than 2 months. The impact is being felt not just in higher prices, but also in tightening supply. And here in Asia, we are especially affected because of our high dependence on energy and other critical supplies from the Gulf. Some countries in our region are already facing fuel shortages, as you can see from the news. Airlines have cut flights. Factories are reporting delays. And the disruptions will not stop at energy. Fertilizer, food, and other essential inputs will be hit next. We can expect shortages in more items to emerge. Even when the strait reopens, it will not be an immediate return to normal. So we should not expect this crisis to be over anytime soon. In fact, the pressures are likely to intensify. Supply disruptions will persist and may worsen in the months ahead. Globally, inflation will rise, spreading from energy to food and then other essentials. Some economies may well slip into recession. And Singapore will feel the impact directly. Our growth this year was slow, and inflation will be higher. And all this will put real pressure on businesses, workers, and households. Now, stagflation risks are rising again. And the International Energy Agency, in fact, warns that the current crisis could be even more severe than what the world experienced in the 70s. So we must brace ourselves and be prepared for a more difficult period ahead. And I want to be upfront with all of you so that we are mentally prepared. But amidst these realities, we can also look ahead with quiet confidence. We do not face this crisis from a position of weakness. Singapore is better prepared and in a much stronger position today.